Welcome to Module 3, Session 4. In this session, you're going to learn about emotional hooks and emotional hijacking and how sacred dance can help you in these moments. Let's get started. There are certain situations in our life that evoke very specific emotional charges. Not surprisingly, these situations usually involve other people. I call these moments emotional hooks. You might already know them though as hot buttons. You know, the buttons people love to push that get you all riled up. Yeah, those ones. Anyway, here is a short list of situations that can create these emotional hooks for some of us and yet be completely neutral for others. As I read this list out aloud, notice which ones cause a reaction in you. Here goes. Being asked or told to do something you don't want to do. Feeling unseen or unheard. Feeling rushed by another person. An obstacle in your way of making something happen. Feeling taken advantage of. Being lied to. Someone else taking credit for your idea or efforts. Communication that is blunt. Communication that is vague. Someone doing a job below your standards. Feeling ignored. Someone who is overly positive. Someone who continually looks for problems or reasons why something won't work. Not having your efforts sufficiently appreciated or recognized. Being in a situation where another person can't make up his or her mind. Not having choices or feeling trapped. Having someone unexpectedly put the spotlight on you. Someone disagreeing with an idea that you've thought long and hard about. And someone else's anger. This is a really great time to hit pause and take note of any that resonated with you the most. It's also a great time to reflect on maybe some other situations that I didn't mention that you're already aware of that activate your emotional hooks. So how do you know when an emotional hook has been activated? For starters, you experience a physical sensation. You might notice this as a tightening or a change in temperature. It might happen in your belly, your solar plexus, your chest, or even your throat. But because this sensation is usually very uncomfortable, we tend to override it with our automatic behaviors. And as a result, these physical cues can seem hidden and aren't easily recognized. The other thing you experience is an instant rising of a powerful and familiar emotion, such as anger, shame, fear, rejection, frustration. When we're caught in the grasp of this emotion, a habitual behavioral pattern typically follows. Here's another short list of what some of these habitual behavioral patterns might look like. Becoming aggressive, raising your voice, demanding attention. Withdrawing, in other words, leaving a situation, be it physically, mentally, or energetically. Trying to control others. So putting relentless effort into causing another person to think or do as you think or do. Judging, a focus on what is perceived as flaws. Not telling the truth to oneself or to others. That is also holding back on what needs to be acknowledged and or communicated. Denial, refusing to acknowledge a troubling situation. Resisting what is, focusing on wanting another person or situation to be different. Trying too hard, keeping in the mode of struggle and avoiding hard situations, that is moving away from situations that are requiring attention. So this is another great time to hit that pause button and reflect on your own automatic behavioral responses. Were there any that I mentioned that resonated for you? Or are there some others that can come to mind for you? Take a moment and write them down. For many of us, The cycle of an emotional hook, that is, the physical sensation, the experience of the powerful emotion, and the resulting behavior can happen so quickly and automatically that we often say, I don't know what hit me, or I don't know what came over me. In my training as a deep coach, we call this experience emotional hijacking. And emotional hijacking is a sure way to know if someone is stuck on automatic living versus intentional living. Now, let me be very clear here. Emotional hijacking isn't bad and it isn't wrong. It is just a pattern, an automatic, habitual, and historic pattern, one that shows up when we don't. Up until now, these patterns have served as a survival mechanism and played a very important role in how you think about yourself. Luckily for you, though, with your increasing capacity of self-awareness, you'll notice that these patterns are starting to lose their effectiveness fast. And that's because they're no longer needed as a form of protection. Now, to truly dismantle these patterns, I do believe we need to unpack them, preferably with a coach, because so much of what is happening in these situations is unconscious. But when it comes to releasing the emotional charge, which is a vital step of the dismantling process, sacred dance is the perfect practice. Plus, it's a fun way to take something that is usually very painful and very uncomfortable and turn it into art. Beautiful, sexy art. So next time you know that you're experiencing an emotional hook or you're being emotionally hijacked, turn to the sacred dance practice and dance out the emotion. Dance with the emotion. Experiment with the practice and notice what happens for you.